Right, let's talk about your marketing project for the campus cafe. How are things going?
We've made a start. We designed a survey and got about 40 responses, mostly from students in our department.
But honestly, I think the survey has a major weakness. The sample is too narrow. It's mainly business students, so we're missing opinions from other faculties.
That's a valid point. A limited sample can skew your findings. What did you ask in the survey?
We asked about current cafe usage, satisfaction with the menu, and what improvements they'd like to see.
But we didn't include questions about pricing or opening hours, which might be crucial.
So there are gaps in the survey design as well. You might need to acknowledge that in your report. Now, who are you targeting with your marketing plan?
We thought we'd focus on first-year students, since they're new and might not know about the cafe.
Actually, I think we should target postgraduate students. They spend more time on campus and often need a quiet place to work. The cafe could promote its studder-friendly environment.
But postgraduates are a smaller group. First years are a larger cohort, so we'd have a bigger potential customer base.
You both make reasonable arguments. Perhaps you could segment your market and have different strategies for each group. What about your promotional mix?
We're planning a social media campaign, mainly on Instagram and TikTok, with short videos showing the cafe's atmosphere and special offers.
But we need to be careful with the budget. We only have £200 for the whole project, so we can't afford paid ads. We'll have to rely on organic reach.
That's a tight budget. You might consider low-cost tactics like loyalty cards or a referral discount.
Good idea. We could also collaborate with student societies to spread the word.
Right. For the presentation, we need to decide the order. I suggest we start with the survey findings, then the target market, then the marketing strategies, and finally the budget and timeline.
I disagree. I think we should begin with the problem statement and objectives, then the survey, then the strategies. The budget can come after the strategies, not at the end.
Actually, a logical flow would be introduction and objectives, survey analysis, target market, strategies, and then budget and evaluation. That way, the budget is discussed in context of the strategies.
Okay, that makes sense. So we'll follow that structure.
And we need to divide the presentation parts. I can cover the survey and target market.
Then I'll take the strategies and budget. But we both should present the introduction and conclusion together.
That seems fair. One more thing. Have you thought about how you'll measure success? You need some metrics.
We could track social media engagement and any increase in sales during the campaign period.
But the cafe might not share sales data. We could do a follow-up survey to see if awareness has increased.
Both are good. Just make sure your metrics are realistic given your budget and time frame. Now, about the survey weakness you mentioned earlier, how will you address that in the report?
We'll include a limitations section and suggest a broader sample for future research.
Excellent. And for the social media plan, remember to specify which platforms you'll use and why, and what content you'll post.
We'll do that. We're thinking of a mix of behind-the-scenes content, customer testimonials, and daily specials.
Good. I'd also recommend you include a contingency plan in case your initial tactics don't work. For example, if Instagram doesn't generate enough engagement, what will you do?
We could switch to more offline promotion, like posters around campus.
That's a sensible backup. All right, you seem to have a solid plan. Just make sure you tie everything back to your objectives. Let me know if you need further guidance.